The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and later on in the show we'll be joined by the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin for a catch-up. But I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor. It's the lovely folks at Tenterden and the District Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber encourages membership of businesses in the area covered by Appledore, Benenden, Betherston, Biddenden, Ebony, Newenden, Rovenden, Sandhurst, Marden, Sissinghurst, Stone, Wittersham, Woodchurch and, of course, Tenterden. The Chamber exists to promote the sustainable economic development of this area and to provide a collective voice for the area's businesses. You can find out more by going to their website, which is www.tentertonchamber.org. A huge thank you to them for sponsoring this week's show. We've got a packed lineup of guests. We've got some fantastic things to talk about. And as I said earlier, we're going to be joined by Jules for a catch-up and one of her epic rants, I'm sure. We'd like to hear from you, though, all the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us within all the usual ways. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But the best way to contact me is to tweet me, to be honest, at VanillaWeb, and use the hashtag BBunker, if you would, so that we can find you. And we've already had quite a few tweets, so I'm going to start by reading the first few of those. The lovely folks at Athol Bray, they say, we'll have to wait for the catch-up today, but if you could shout out on the Business Bunker for any businesses looking to reopen, we would be happy to publish details in our March newsletter, which is going out this week. If you drop an email to Fran at athelbray.co.uk, that's athelbrae, Fran at athelbray.co.uk. If you give us any information to share with our Southeast clients, we will gladly do so. So that's a lovely offer. So you can follow Athol Bray on the Twitter, athelbrae ltd is their Twitter handle, Athol Bray Limited, or you can drop an email to Fran at athelbray.co.uk. Thank you for that. We've also had a tweet from... where's it gone? Breakthrough Life Coaching, that's David Breaker, says, really looking forward to hearing from We Do Social Media and Proud Business Productions. Will be an amazing show. Well, thank you for that, David, and I'm sure it will, so do stay tuned and listen in. Michael Park Surveyors over there in Medway. We'd love a tweet out, please, Paul. We would love a Business Bunker shout out today for michaelparks.co.uk. That's their website. And Michael Parks Surveyors, MPSL on the Twitter. All things commercial property based in Medway. Do give them a follow on the Twitter or check out their website, michaelparks.co.uk. And Martin at Supply My Business says it's your last chance to book the Marsh Network, which is happening tomorrow, Manana, Wednesday the 3rd of March at 10:30. I've got some details about that, so I'll read that out again later with some booking details for you. And the lovely Kim Stevens at Care in Kent, she said, I'd love a shout-out on the Business Bunker Show for the Care in Kent home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to all the at-home care teams who work tirelessly for the needs of our clients to ensure that they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see any of our team out and about, please give us a wave. We certainly will, Kim, and fantastic job to all those key workers. And one last tweet before I move on to some emails. Barbara Rogers said, please, please, me, can I have a tweet out? Of course you can have a shout out, Barbara. Barbara on the Twitter, follow on the Twitter, it's Barbara Reps, all one word, Barbara, Barbara S. Reps, Barbara S. Reps is her Twitter handle, or you can, I believe she's an Avon representative, I think, and you can find her website at i-representatives.co.uk. So do check that out, and thank you, Barbara, consider yourself shouted out. Maybe one more. Tracy Ferguson, the lovely Tazzy64 on the Twitter. I'm looking forward to listening in live today. Well, it's great that you could join us, Tracy. We always love hearing from you. And you're such a great supporter of the show. So thank you so much. And she says, have a great Business Bunker Show, Paul, Jules and guests. So thank you for that. Right. some information to bring you. There's a new booking system to boost tourism, and it's a new platform to help people secure places at local tourist attractions. Tours and accommodation is now available through the Visit Maidstone website, the tourism department within Maidstone Borough Council. Visit Maidstone has teamed up with the Tourism Exchange Great Britain, which is backed by Visit England, giving local tourism businesses the ability to directly to become directly bookable on visitmaidstone.com. That's a website, www.visitmaidstone.com. Councillor Paul Harper, Chair of the Economic Regeneration and Leisure Committee at Maidstone Council, said this new platform will make it so much easier to book a hotel room or a day out at one of the amazing attractions or venues in the Maidstone area, as people can do this directly through the website now. The tourism industry has been one of the hardest hit, and anything that will help to support recovery and drive sales for local businesses is a positive move forward. This new system is an opportunity for businesses of all sizes across the sector to get their products in front of people planning their trips to the region. James Berzins, who's a director of sales at Tourism Exchange Great Britain, we're delighted to be working in partnership with Visit Maidstone to launch their connection and drive sales through local tourism businesses. The aim of the TXGB platform is to grow both the volume and value of tourism in England, and with the Maidstone region offering huge potential, this represents a fantastic opportunity to make it easier for people to book and drive sales for local businesses. For further information, you can visit txgb.co.uk or have a look for more information on Visit Maidstone, www.visitmaidstone.com/tourist information. So that's a new tourism booking platform for the Maidstone area. And a couple of weeks ago, we were talking with Terry Thorpe from the Tenterton Chamber, actually, about staycations and the fact that the Tenterton area, as well as a lot of other areas in Kent, is a fantastic place for a staycation. So there you go, Maidstone and Mid-Kent too. As with most of Kent, it's a lovely place to visit if you're looking for a staycation. So do check out those websites. Let's see what else we've got here. Right, there are two UK chemists are launching on the 8th of March Immunity, a product called Immunity, and it's the very first health drink to harness the healing and immunity boosting benefits of nettles and make it available in a ready to drink can. The stinging nettle, now bear with me on this, I'll give you its Latin name or scientific name, is Urtica dioica. Apparently I have no doubts that I pronounced that wrongly, but it's a stinging nettle, and it's been used for centuries in traditional medicine. It's an ordinary plant with some extraordinary qualities. Nettle contains a significant amount of biologically active compounds, particularly carotenoids and polyphenols, that are good for you and your body. Nettle is known to lower blood pressure and blood sugar levels. It reduces the effects of skin photoaging, helps in fighting the symptoms of hay fever. It has an antibacterial property and boosts your immune system. Pretty good going for a nettle, isn't it? But to be fair, nettle on its own isn't very tasty. So pharmacists Roy Lamb and Nazir Izaji have infused it with a range of garden botanicals, each with their own health properties. Immunity is available in two great tasting flavours, wild strawberry and gooseberry. Immunity is available from www.immunity.co.uk, Amazon and independent health stores from the 8th of March. Immunity is spelled E-M-U-N-I-T-Y. So check it out, immunity.co.uk. Fantastic experiment, and stinging nettles in a can. Well, who'd have thought of it? Well, obviously they did, Roy and Nazir. Well done. What else we got? Mid-Kent College. They are holding an online open event, and it's on Wednesday the 10th of March, and it's for prospective students. You can register now. There's a Q&A webinar to session. There's live chat options where you can get your questions answered. There's application support, so if you want to fill in an application form to study at the college, there's support for doing that, and there's also support for student finance and learning support. And they say, we're looking forward to virtually meeting you. You can register for that event, as I said, which is taking place on Wednesday the 10th of March, by going to www.midkent.ac.uk/news/open-days. So that's midkent.ac.uk/news/open-days. Do check that out if you're thinking of going to study at Mid-Kent College, or if you just want to find out what's going on there and whether it's whether there's a course for you. I'm sure there is, but why don't you check it out and have a look? Let's just see if we got some more tweets coming in. I see Slope Off Friday suddenly getting active again. Do you think they think we're going to open up again soon? Maybe. Chips and Dinks, the lovely folks, Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks, they say our day just got better with hearing the Business Bunker. Having been stuck in one traffic jam after another for 2.5 hours this morning, is it still locked down, they say? So many cars on the road. Well, I'm sorry to hear you got stuck in a traffic jam, and I'm pleased to hear that you've joined us for a listen to the Business Bunker Show. That's lovely, Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. Give them a follow on Twitter. Chips and Dinks is their Twitter handle. They do some fantastic stuff with upcycling and recycling stuff as well, and repurposing furniture. Do check out their Twitter handle for some fantastic work that they've been doing. Martin Reeves of Charity Buddy said, could I have a shout out on today's show, please? I'm going to try and listen live, but I'm homeschooling. If not, I will listen on catch up when the kids have gone to bed. Have a great show. Thank you, Martin. That's Charity Buddy, the fundraisers for local charities. Follow them on Twitter, charity_buddy. Who else have we got here? Telcare. For small Kent-based businesses, the Business Bunker radio show can be a great resource. Hear about local events, fellow business owners and more. It's Business Bunker time on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. But you can always use the Listen Again feature. And can we have a big shout out? So that's the lovely folks at Telcare, telecom systems providers over there on the Midway City estate. And thank you for supporting us. We really do appreciate it. And without you people out there supporting us, we just wouldn't be able to do this show. So huge thanks to all of you for doing what you do and for listening in regularly and contributing regularly with your tweets and emails. Okay. It's almost time for Cheesy Tunage, but I did say to you that I would give you some more details on the Marsh Network that Martin brought to our attention from Supply My Business. The next meeting is 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, the 3rd of March, and it's a virtual meeting on Zoom. And they say anyone attending the meeting for the first time can come free. So bring a contact with you or mention a meeting to your network. This will help grow our network even faster. If you want to arrange a free registration, email terry@botfield.net, B-O-T-F-I-E-L-D, terry@botfield.net. Join organisations from across Kent and East Sussex for relaxed professional networking. Grow your business and your networking and your network. And that's from Terry Botfield, and you can follow Terry on the Twitter with his massively fabulous Twitter handle, TDBotty, TDBotty, B-O-T-T-Y. Give Terry a follow. I think it's about time that we had some cheesy tunage. What do you reckon? Here we go.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. You coming through?
flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back. A bit of cheesy tunage there, the Bangles. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Thanet and Canterbury. Your PA services provider, your 25th hour of the day, email marketing, diary management, press releases, and much, much more for your small business. Do give them a follow on Twitter. Their Twitter handle is pinkspag_Vicky, V-I-K-K-I. And thank you for partnering with the Business Bunker Show. We caught up with Linda Cloak of We Do Social Media and David Proud of Business Production, of Proud Business Production, and let's hear what they had to say.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday afternoon the absolutely lovely Linda Cloak of We Do Social Media and David Proud of Proud Business Productions. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Hello.
Very good, thank you.
Cool. Okay, let's kick off by finding out a bit about each of you. And I don't mind who goes first, but what I want to know is tell us a little bit about you, a bit about your business and what it's all about. And then the other one can have a go at that and then we'll carry on from there.
Well, I'll let David go first as he's our guest on the show today. So
I was going to say you could go first because you're an old hand at this, but...
She's an old what, David? Old hand. Right, okay.
Familiar,
isn't
it, Paul?
I was saying you're very good at this, Linda. That's what I was trying to say.
It was a compliment. Come on. Yeah. Learn to accept compliments, Linda. Go on, Linda. You go first. We Do Social Media. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so We Do Social Media. It's a family business. It's Elle, my daughter, and I. And my eldest daughter, Sam, actually, is just coming in to help us with new clients we've taken on board. So what we do is we do strategy plans for businesses. We do, notice I keep saying we do, it's all in the name.
I see what you did there. That's really clever, yeah.
We do social media management for them and we do social media engagement. We're focusing a lot more on the engagement for clients now because so many people these days are shouting to the room and they're wondering why social media isn't working for them. So one of the things we do is the strategy plan is really in depth. It's what we do right at the start of our contract with our clients. And it makes a massive difference to how they, you know, look at social media, really. It makes them realise what their expectations should be. And it clarifies what it is they're looking for us to do. And it clarifies what we are going to do, you know, for them. So also, Elle is a Story Brand certified now. So Story Brand is Donald Miller. And basically, what we do for our clients is look at their situation from their client's perspective, and it's made a massive difference to us and what we can offer our clients.
Okay, well, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's hear from David, then we'll come back to you, Linda, and talk about some of those things that you raised, which are interesting, and there are some things there that I don't know about, so I'm really interested in finding out more about that. But let's hear from David and see what David's got to say. David, introduce yourself.
Thanks, Paul. So I run Proud Business Productions, a video production company that have been going for nearly 10 years in November, and we specialise just in business videos. Right. And you might say, well, there's loads of video production companies out there, but what I've found, especially over the last few years, is a lot of video production companies, they'll make you a very nice video, they'll hand it over to you and go, there you go, our job's done, here's your video. The problem is, that's not going to get you a return on your investment because you don't know what to do with the video to actually get out there and promote properly. So as part of my service now, as well as making the really nice videos, I also help you put a plan and a strategy in place to actually make you money on your videos, because that's what it's all about. You want to pay this money out and then get it back in return. So that could be ways to put it on your website, like the places to put it or send out properly on YouTube, but it also means putting it in your sales process as well. So let's say you're sending a quote out to a new client. You could have a really nice testimonial video, which you also attach to the quote as well. So as they see the quote, they also get first-hand knowledge from one of your customers of what it's done for them as well. As well as offering it as a service, I also run a YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/proudbusinessproductions. And that's teaching all the people that can't quite afford proper video production yet how to do it themselves, so they can get started with video marketing as well.
Okay, I want to talk about lots of things with you with that. So thank you for that, David. Let's go back to Linda first of all. Linda, you mentioned something that Ella just qualified in, which was story brand. No, I haven't heard of that. What is that?
Okay, so story brand is basically a marketing idea, and it's a really excellent marketing idea. It's a proven strategy with businesses that they've worked with. So what it is that you look at businesses that you want to work with from their clients' perspective. So think of Yoda and in Star Wars, and Skywalker. Nearly forgot his name then. So Yoda is the guy.
I'm going with Yoda.
So Yoda is the guide, and he guides.
Pictures are my marketing.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm in one of those moods this afternoon. I'm sorry about that. God.
You're fine. Well, at least people might get it now. So basically, Yoda guides Skywalker through his journey, and he's the one that helps him use his skills to the best of his ability. Right. And that's what we sort of show our clients. So we actually we help them with their story so that they can communicate clearly to their clients. Because what a lot of people do, for example, on their websites is they build a website and they wonder why they're not getting any business, but their website doesn't clearly communicate to their clients what it is they do or how they can help them. So it's basically looking at a client's problem and then saying, this is how we help you solve this problem. So with social media, for example, a lot of people don't do social media because they just haven't got the time. They can't see the value, you know, but they'll pay for an advert on TV that's 10 or 50 grand or whatever it is just to get their brand out there. Well, social media is a much cheaper version of doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually actually more powerful. As someone that's done both, it's actually more powerful as well. The interesting thing there, Linda, about what you were saying is it kind of echoes what David was saying as well, you know, about the kind of things that you do. We've now moved past the original thing here, which is a few years ago, everybody said, right, sign up to social media, take a video, post it on social media, job done. That no longer is... even if it was originally, and I probably doubt it, but it's certainly no longer viable. There's far too much stuff out there. It will get lost in a melee. You're not putting out any consistent kind of message. You're just posting. And you're right. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, I think the uptake of social and digital marketing has been slow amongst small businesses based on, fear.
Even larger businesses, to be honest, Paul.
I know from a couple of years ago I was dealing with some bigger companies who just said, no, we're not on social media, we don't trust anyone to do it. So how you keep a consistent message is key, isn't it?
Part of that, I think, because you know the strategy plan helps give them that trust in you, doesn't it? Because you're talking in their voice.
I think
it probably goes a bit further than that as well, though, because if you think about marketing, it's all about you want to get your return on investment, but when it comes to video and social media, it can be hard to track that return sometimes, because a customer may have heard about you from a friend and then they go onto your website, they go to your social media, they watch a video, and then they get in touch with you and you say, how did you find out about us? They'll either say a friend or the website. The social media and the video are important to getting them to take that step and actually get in touch, but they might not make that link.
Absolutely. And that is one of the issues now, isn't it? Funnily enough, it's funny you should say that. I was looking at my stats package this morning, and I have a very comprehensive stats package that monitors, you know, my traffic. But it's incredibly difficult to tell what, one, where it actually really came from, and two, what inspired it to come from that, which is what I need to know. Yeah. And that's really difficult to find out these days. So, I get both of you and what you're saying with this approach. David, I want to ask you, because, you know, it's a question I've got to ask, I'm afraid. Nowadays, we all come with a video camera in our pocket. You know, a phone. So what? And then you also get all these things. And I have to say, I'm not a fan of stories and fleets and all the other nonsense that you get. But they're in vogue for a little while, and people get their phone out and selfie video nonsense and stuff like that. How do you cope with that? You know, you're trying to offer a professional videographic service and a professional production service, and then you got us all walking around going, oh, I've got a phone, I'll film myself.
They're different markets, to be honest, and for different reasons. So I always say that you should be doing video yourself anyway, even if you can afford a video production company, because you can do the behind the scenes stuff. You can let people in on the more personal side of your business, which is great for the stories, great for Instagram, great for your social media posts. Yeah. If you're using it as an advert, or if you're using it on a website, or you're sending it directly to customers, then you want it to be well crafted. So that's when you get a video production company involved. I'm not just talking about quality.
Yeah.
I'm talking about helping with the script. And this is where StoryBrand comes in as well. Yeah. So you're getting to the point a lot quicker, which means people aren't going to start tuning out because they don't want to take in all this information. So that's why I sort of have two sides to my business. I have the, you know, if you want to pay me, I'll come in and I'll do it professionally.
Yeah.
But I also like to help people to do it themselves as well.
Okay. And talking about that and going back to Linda, I know that you have your series of We Do Workouts.
Yes, the social media workouts. That's
right. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about those, because that's kind of what David's saying as well. So tell us about that.
So what that was Ellen and I were sitting and we were talking about losing weight by exercising and going on a diet. And we were just chatting away, and then Elle sort of went, oh, you know, that's a habit. And it's also a habit to go to the gym. And because we've been doing content for a large gym in Orpington. Right. And we sort of tied it all up. And then we said, well, you know, social media is a habit as well. You've got to get in the habit of doing it on a regular basis.
Yep.
How can we help people? How can we create that habit for people?
Yep.
So the social media workouts are, it makes people accountable to themselves for their social media. So they go on Facebook and it's at 10:30 every Wednesday morning. Mm. LinkedIn is 11:30 every Wednesday morning. And they go on, they've got to do a post to be able to share it in the group for people then to be able to comment, like, or share it.
Right.
So what she does is Elle does a 10-minute education slot. Or we'll have a discussion. So the first Wednesday of every month, we have a discussion. Everyone can ask a question. What problems are they having on social media? And then the rest of the time, she'll do an education slot, and she'll give a resource to everybody that's there so that they can, you know, actually do things. So the resource that she gives them is like created or curated content. Dave is one of the experts in the room that helps.
Right.
But what it's doing is making people accountable for their social media. They come every Wednesday. That's when they do their social media, on a Wednesday morning.
And that's why it's called a social media workout. And I love it. So it's a gym class for posting.
What I really like about it is I've seen it evolve as well. So it started off as just like an engagement booster.
Yeah.
But then there's a heavy networking element to it now as well. So I've actually ended up working for clients who I've met through social media workouts. And because of the educational side, and because we're all looking at each other's posts, I feel that the quality of people's social media has all gone up as well. And the way that people are engaging on social media, whereas before they might have just put their post out and gone, well, I've got no engagement. Now they're actually actively going to other people's posts and engaging with them, which is helping their natural engagement as well.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, David. I've been on social media for a long, long time, and one of the frustrating things for me is the amount of people that I work with, and you go, but you haven't tweeted anything, you haven't Facebooked anything, you're saying it doesn't work. Yeah. I tag you in some of mine and you just ignore them, even though they're about you, you know. I've had some classics over the years with the radio show, promoting people on the radio show, that actually I had one guy who was a marketing specialist that actually asked me to stop promoting him on social media because it was annoying.
I know. A lot of old school marketeers, though, Paul, I don't know if you found this, yeah. Old school marketeers really struggle with social media.
Yeah, they do.
You know, I've worked with a lot of people, they're actually going in and helping their husbands because they've been in the marketing industry for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
And they've been salespeople, really. And now they're coming in, it's like, what's a lead generator and what's a pipeline? And they don't actually get the modern way of doing things now, you know. But on our website now, our new website, you know, we've actually got a resource in there, the 5 must knows on how to boost your social media engagement. Mm. And what the workouts are doing is they're teaching people how to go in and engage with their target audience.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And coming back to David, in the same vein, I know that you work with We Do on this as an expert in that field. Do you do any stuff of a similar note? You mentioned you know, that you're happy with idiots like me and my mobile phone. I'm going to talk about video a little bit in a minute, because I'm one of those people that really runs away from video, because mm-hmm. I just don't have the face for it, and I get really, when I'm doing radio, it's fine because I'm just talking to a microphone and I don't care if I've got cabbage in my teeth or whatever.
How much cabbage do you eat?
Yeah, loads. Before I go on here, I have a big mouthful just because I can. but you know what I mean? One of the things, funnily enough, let's just mention this. A couple of years ago, I was at a conference and there was a TV producer from Los Angeles, and he was saying, do you know what the best TV in the world is? And I went, no, what? He went, radio. Oh, I beg your pardon. He went, yeah, it's brilliant. He said, if you film a radio studio, people are much more natural. Because they're not looking at the camera, they're not shuffling about in their seats going, oh, I wonder if I got my right side. If you're just filming them in a radio studio, they just talk to the microphone. They lose all sense of anybody being out there. Whereas when you shove a camera at people, they start to get all precious about how they look and, you know, whether the light's shining on their bald patch or whatever. so for me, that's why a professional video, if you're going to use a video well in a marketing strategy, needs a producer and a director and someone to script it properly and film it properly. Just holding your camera up and filming it, you're going to get what you get, aren't you?
Yeah, but again, as I said, it's the two different sides of it. If you're actively using it as a sales tool, then yeah, you want to get it professionally made. But if you're trying to build a relationship with your customer, say, and as I said, letting them into the personal side of your business, because people buy from people rather than buy from a business, then doing it yourself is fine. And I know where you're coming from, where you say you hate video, you hate getting in front of video, and honestly, everyone does.
Yeah.
At first, right? So you could say the same about radio. So if someone hadn't done a radio interview before, they'll probably be terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of ums and ahs, but after you've done it a few times, you loosen up and it's just a conversation.
Yeah.
It's the same with video. I mean, if you look back at my original YouTube videos from 3 years ago before I started doing it properly, awful, absolutely awful. You know, even though I tell people how to do it, I'm really wooden, very, very stiff and not very entertaining at all. So from there till now, I've gotten so much better, and it hasn't taken me 3 years to get there, obviously. But one thing I always say is if you do want to start doing video, but you're terrified about it, just try and start a habit of each day recording yourself talking to your phone about absolutely anything. What you had for breakfast.
Yeah.
What your plans are for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then delete it.
Yeah.
And it's just that practice of getting used to actually talking to a lens, and as you do it, it becomes more natural, and then you get used to imagining that the camera is actually your audience that you're speaking to.
Absolutely. From that point of view, David, do you do anything in terms of helping people do exactly what you just described? You know, do you do workshops of that kind, or is it something?
Yes. At the moment, my main focus is on building up the YouTube channel, and I have weekly videos there every Thursday.
Right.
And it's all about creating better content yourself. It's all about how to promote your videos, especially using YouTube, because YouTube is the second largest search engine on the internet. And I also do online courses as well, right, on like how to edit your videos yourself and things like that. So at the moment, my focus is on that. But part of that is I want to do more talks and more workshops and things like that. Obviously, it's a bit different at the moment because
aren't in-person
events, but that's definitely an area that I want to grow in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. And I think that's fascinating. And what I'm going to do, once we're allowed to, I'm going to get you over to one of my networking events. And there's a double whammy here, David. It's a thing called Create that we run at Fruitworks, which is my community workspace in Canterbury. And I actually have a TV studio there.
Oh, wow.
It's by complete accident.
How do you accidentally have a TV studio?
Well, what it was, we've got an event space there, and we built a small stage in it. And then we just, somebody came to interview me on video, a TV production company. And I said, have we got anywhere we can film? So I went, yeah, we put it on the stage because we've got nice lighting there. And we've got like, an Oprah Winfrey sofa set up, or, you know, what's his name? The Irish chap on the TV. Guy from Northern Ireland. What's his name? Really famous English guy. Well, Irish guy. On English TV.
I've watched daytime TV in a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, Graham Norton, that's him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we just set it up to film there, and the TV production company went, wow, we didn't realise you had a studio. Yeah, I have. And it's a great place to film. But we actually do networking there, David, and therefore, you know, it would be great if you wanted to come along at some point. So once we're allowed out again, then we'll certainly do that, get something arranged there. Because it'd be great. Coming back to Linda, you've kind of moved into what I would call digital marketing as much as social media management. And I think that's a great move, because back in the early days of this, almost everybody in the world that had managed to send a tweet then became a social media or social media specialist. But basically, all they were doing was just tweeting on behalf of other people. And one of the things that always annoyed me about that was the lack of engagement. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And that's, I mean, you know, you get people now that want us just to send out posts on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Mm. And, you know, we have got clients that we just do that for. And I'm constantly saying to them, look, we need to be doing this, you know, because otherwise we're posting for you. And yes, it's good if someone comes and looks at your page, because they see you've got content on there. Mm. So you are educating them on your business, which is brilliant. If they go and see your page.
Yeah.
If they don't go and see your page, which is unlikely if you're not engaging with their content, why would they go and look at your page? How are they going to find you unless they do a search for some product that you're offering, if you've got it in your profile, of course, which a lot of people don't again. So optimizing profiles is another thing that we would generally do to help people when they come on as a client. That's one of the first things we'd obviously do. I would say that it's totally changed, and Elle's been a big driving force in that.
Right.
She's the one that's got the accreditation, and you know, she's the one that leads the workshops. She's going to make me redundant soon, Paul, and I'll retire, which is wonderful, isn't it?
So, retire, Linda, that's what you need.
Yeah, just spend time with grandchildren, me mother, and just earn money from Elle.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it, yeah?
Yeah.
Send the kids up a chimney. That's what I do, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's good. And, you know, the good thing is as well is that, you know, we're starting to see some fantastic results for our clients.
Yeah.
And they are recognising those results. That's the thing, is when they recognise them, you know, it's just brilliant.
Because it, you know, without being funny, it can be difficult, can't it? If the brief that they give you, whether it be video or social media, if they're just trying to go, well, make me a film. Yeah, or, you know, post some posts, yeah. Then they come back and they go, well, nothing happened. And you go, well, what did you expect to happen? You didn't do, it wasn't part of a strategy. It wasn't anything you were doing. We just took a film of you and we don't even know what you did with it. Yeah. So what did you expect?
We still struggle getting content from some people, Paul. Yeah. You know, they want us to create everything from stock imagery. And like David would say, you know, people want to see the background of your business. They want to see what you're doing. So if you are, you know, a tradesman, then we need current photographs. We need to see you, you know, defrosting a condensation pipe, or we need to see you laying the flooring. You know, haven't got to be images of your face.
Yeah.
You know, just images of you doing what you're doing, photographs or video. It's perfect, but you're trying to get it. And of course, when you're using stock imagery, then the posts aren't authentic.
Yep.
They've still got a part to play. We're actually dealing with one company who came up with a really fantastic solution. They use a product called eWorks, and they upload all of their photographs onto there.
Right.
And they've given us access to their photographs. So they haven't got to give them to us. We just go onto their eWorks and we get a story. So when they're sort of unblocking a drain, we can see it blocked, working on it unblocked, which is really great.
Lovely.
I don't know if I want to see a blocked drain.
I was just thinking exactly the same. Yeah. I think that would make a crap video, to be honest. Anyway.
Oh, no.
From
that point of view, that's something I've moved away from as well, is if someone just comes to me and go, oh, I need a video doing. What's it about? I don't know. I just know I need a video. I've got, I do a lot of research into the business. So part of it is when you're spending this money, you want to know that that's going to make a return.
Yep.
And it's going to be different for different businesses.
Yep.
So it could be a company overview, or it could be a testimonial video. So finding out what's actually going to work for the customer is the most important thing, because there's no point me making a video for someone and then I come back a month later and go, oh, how's it going? Oh, it hasn't done anything. You know, that's no good for me and it's no good for them.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Listen, guys, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you so much. Let's have a shout out for, let's go with Linda first, for We Do Social Media website. Give us a shout for your website, Linda.
Okay, so our website is wedosocialmedia.co.uk.
Fantastic. And obviously people can find you on all the social media platforms as well.
Absolutely.
David, let's hear from you for your website and your YouTube channel.
Yep, so it's proudbusinessproductions.com. And for the YouTube channel, it's weekly videos on creating better content for yourself and getting it found. That's youtube.com/proudbusinessproductions.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for joining us on The Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We will put those links onto the radio website so that people can find them there if they didn't write them down. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday afternoon, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Paul. It's been fun.
Thanks, David. Bye.
Thank you.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
What great fun there, catching up with David Proud of Proud Business Productions and the lovely Linda Cloak of We Do Social Media. Some great insights. I learned a lot there and about things that are going on in social media and digital marketing, and I hope you did too. Two fantastic interviews. Thank you so much for doing that. We've got loads of tweets still coming in. I've got more information to read you. We've got another guest in the second part of the show. We've got a catch up with Jules happening. I've had a tweet from Elaine Evans. And she says, looking forward to coming out of lockdown. I'm an image consultant and beautician, so I'm especially happy about being unlocked. You can follow Elaine on the Twitter. Elaine Evans UK is her Twitter handle. We've also had a follow-up tweet from Tracy Ferguson. She says, thank you for the lovely shout-out. What a fantastic and supportive offer from Athelbrae too, offering businesses in the southeast who are opening again soon and mention in their newsletter. No, absolutely, Tracy. One of the things I really like about doing the Bunker Show is the kind of community that we've built up around it. We've got so many lovely listeners and followers who all support each other and help each other, and I think that's absolutely fantastic. And whilst we're talking about that, I've got a request for a little bit of help from Sandra at the Recovery Well. And she says, good afternoon, Vanilla Web. Could I have a Business Bunker shout out, please? I hope you're having a good show. Can you do a shout out for the Recovery Well and the Wellbeing Hub? It's an eco-friendly, holistic therapy centre. And they've got 4 days to reach the target for the Wellbeing Hub to the NHS Treatment Tree campaign. Now, she's given me some links to it, but I can't really see them. So it's a crowdfunder. So the best thing to do is to follow Sandra on Twitter and then follow the crowdfunder link for this. And Sandra's Twitter handle is Recovery Well, all one word, Recovery Well. So give Sandra a follow and do, if you can, contribute to that crowdfunder. I know she's trying to put together a wellbeing hub, and I believe, I hope I haven't got this wrong, I believe it's in Ramsgate that she's trying to do this. So do find out about that and find out exactly where it actually is by checking that out. Right, let's see what else we've got on the Twitter. Jules has been pestering people on the seafront, I see. The lovely Vicky at Pink Spaghetti has said, I'm glad to be listening live today to the Business Bunker Show. I'm glad you could join us, Vicky. Thank you for that. That's Vicky Richmond from Pink Spag. What else have we got? Tracy Ferguson, about the interview we've just done, agree that different types of video have their place as long as they're done when there's something to say and not because people feel they have to for visibility. Absolutely. See, Tracy said what I was trying to say in a much more succinct way, and I totally agree. Thank you for that, Tracy, for organising my thoughts properly. Jules is moaning. She's just been asked to book her COVID-19 vaccination, but she doesn't tell you which vaccine you're going to get. Jules is up and awake now. She's all over Twitter. And Tracy again saying, loving the idea of the social media workout from We Do Social Media. No, it's great, isn't it? It's a really good idea. Jules has just cleaned her kitchen, apparently. DG East, the vehicle suppliers from Tedson. Happy Tuesday, Paul and Jules from DG East. Business Bunker, informing Kent businesses with words of wisdom. Well, I don't know about that, Terry, but we try. So thank you for that. And Sandra of Recovery Well has just said, thank you for the shout-out. Crossing fingers, I can make the target so I can offer the NHS workers in Thanet free holistic treatments. Absolutely. Cool. So keep your tweets coming. There's loads more on there. I'll find some more in a moment. But I've got a few other things to read out as well. I've mentioned this last week, but I want to mention it again because it's a fantastic cause. And it's Kenwood Trust. Kenwood Trust is a residential home for people with addiction issues based in Yalding on the outskirts of Maidstone in an absolutely gorgeous setting. And they're looking for donations of seeds, which we can plant in our therapeutic gardens. Now, they're especially looking for herbs, lavender and vegetables, but not beans. No beans, please. They don't want beans, but other vegetables, lavender and herbs. If you can help, please get in touch with us. And you can get in touch by emailing Katie Darville at Kenwood Trust. And let me spell that for you. It's Katie, K-A-T-I-E, dot Darville, D-A-R-V-E-L-L, at kenwoodtrust.org.uk. Or you can call them on Maidstone, 01622 814 187. That's 01622 814 187. Or check out their website, which is kenwoodtrust.org.uk, and find out all about what goes on down at Kenwood. And if you can, donate them some seeds, because they would love to have them for their therapeutic garden, which is going to be fantastic. Excuse me. Awards. celebrate hard work, celebrate your success, and they're great for public relations for your organisation. If you're a winning business, enter free in the Maidstone, Canterbury or Ashford Business Awards 2021. And each of those awards, areas covers the not just the towns and cities mentioned, but the surrounding areas as well. If you go into the website, which I'll give you in a moment, it gives you all the places that you can be resident in to enter. And each one, Maidstone, Canterbury and Ashford, has 12 categories. So there's lots of things you can self-nominate for. And then I do believe there's going to be a joint awards ceremony, real person-to-person knife and fork dinner, hopefully, in November at the Great Danes Hotel at Hollingbourne. But if you want to find out more about the awards for 2021, you can go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk. and find out all about it and what's going on there, and you can find out how to nominate yourself or indeed somebody else in any of the 12 categories in any of the three regions that the awards are taking place in. Social loans provide charities with the opportunity to recover and grow. Kent Community Foundation reminds charities and community groups who have been affected by the pandemic about their social loans, which can help bridge gaps in income and enable improvements and expansion. The Kent Community Foundation recognises how difficult it is for charitable organisations across Kent and Medway who are experiencing a surge in demand for their services at a time when most fundraising activity to cover core costs is still on hold, and a cautious return to events, even with the most optimistic of predictions, is not expected until later this year. With ambitions to deliver new services and build on the quality of their existing provision, the Romney Resource Centre applied to Kent Community Foundation for a social enterprise loan. They were successful and received a blended loan and grant totalling £75,000 to support their two-year business plan and see the organisation's focus expand from financial stabilisation to growth and progress. Chris Pollard, the CEO of the Romney Resource Centre, said, "The difference in what we have been able to achieve is in no small part because of the investment from Kent Community Foundation. The blended loan and grant have allowed our development and delivery teams to work together to create new, sustainable and evidence-based services, including the planned Kent SEND Centre, that's Special Educational Needs, that will offer support and advice to parents of children and young people with a special educational need or disability, and which we hope to open in later on in 2021. Any social enterprises who are interested in applying for a loan should visit www.kentcf.org.uk/apply-for-a-loan, or you can call James Horn at the Kent Community Foundation Investment Fund Manager on 01303 814 500. That's 01303 814 500. The Romney Resource Centre, for those that want to know, has delivered education and training for over 20 years and is a specialist independent provider of post-16 education. Their study programme combines a rich curriculum of skills for life and work with English and maths, and you can find out more about them by going to www.romney-resource.co.uk. That's romney-resource.co.uk. So, fantastic. It's good to hear charities are struggling, and as they say in that report, most charities are in great demand at the moment for all kinds of reasons, and of course their fundraising has been cut off, so anything that can be done to help is greatly appreciated. And talking about helping, I want to raise this again. I mentioned it last week. The Pentagon Centre, which is a shopping centre in Chatham, running a campaign, help us save our local shops and community. Can you spare 30 seconds? Follow the link, which I'm going to give you in a moment. Insert your postcode, and together we can send a message to your local MP to have business rates changed before our shops close and many local jobs are gone forever. If you want to participate in this campaign, if you go to savelocalshops.eaction.online/save local shops. Let me give you that again. savelocalshops.eaction.online/save local shops. That's a campaign to try and persuade members of parliament to relook at business rates, which are one of the biggest damagers of retail small independent shops in the high street that there is. Fast-growing food safety testing firm Curtis Analytics has relocated to Discovery Park, the life sciences opportunity zone for ambitious and growing life science companies, taking advantage of its grow-on space and high-specification facilities. Entrepreneurial scientist Dr. Tanya Curtis plans further expansion and new business ideas. The company is a leader in the automated detection of asparagine, a precursor of the potentially carcinogenic chemical acrylamide. And that's found in foods. Curtis Analytics, four staff, occupy 1,400 square feet of lab space and office space, with the additional staff expected in due course. So another great addition to the Kent business landscape. It's interesting, you know, we are losing lots of businesses, but there are new businesses springing up too, which is good news. Some more awards that you can enter if you're a construction business. The Construction Southeast Awards 2021. How would you like to have award winning next to the name of your construction business? We want to recognise the achievements, developments and innovations of businesses around the Southeast. Application is free, quick and easy. And you can do that by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/ business events. There's a tab on the website that says business events. If you click there, you can find the tab for the construction awards. Do click on that and it will take you to the application process and tell you what it's all about. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom shortly. We've still got tweets coming in, which is lovely. Sandra from the Recovery World has given me another link for the crowdfunder for the Wellbeing Hub for the NHS Treatment Tree. So do follow that and find out more about it. But for the moment, let's go and join the Channel Radio newsroom. And then when we come back from the news, we've got another fantastic guest to talk to and a catch up with the lovely Jill Sirkin.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening to Channel Radio.